May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For some weeks, the epistles have been taken from the letter to the Hebrews, and we will continue to read it through Thanksgiving. If you are one who turns to the Bible for light, inspirational reading, I would not recommend Hebrews. The letter has a reputation for being long and stodgy, intellectual and difficult to understand, dare I say it, boring. The first 10 chapters deal with what are to most people rather arcane topics: Jewish sacrifices, purification rituals, and the priesthood. In chapters 5, 6, and 7, there is a major focus on this obscure biblical character, Melchizedek, who has just a minor cameo appearance in Old Testament history, ministering to Abraham, who has returned from battle. One commentary I read suggested that we shouldn't feel too bad if we don't know who Melchizedek was. The first readers of Hebrews probably didn't either. All that being said, the major theme of Hebrews is that Jesus is the eternal great high priest. And the writer's exploration of what it means to be a priest is important to me, because I am one, and I think it can also be illuminating to you, because you employ priests. On Thursday morning, there was a requiem here for Elie Buechner. And as I came into the church, I was amazed how packed it was. Elie was not from Thomasville, so it was not as though the size of the congregation reflected her deep roots in this community. And she was 88 when she died, and at that age, the ranks of your friends have thinned considerably. Of course, people loved Elie. She was a dear. But I quickly realized why so many people were here. It was because of Rick and what he meant to so many people as their priest, and how he was respected as a priest. When the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek," he means you reflect the high qualities of Melchizedek. And Rick does. And it marked his service at All Saints. And that was why there were so many people here for his mother's funeral. Next month, I am planning to make my annual trip to England to spend a week with my mother. Coincidentally, she and Elie Buechner were born one day apart. Most days, we take short trips to the villages in her part of Dorset, look around and have a pub lunch before going home. Then she will take a nap and I will go and walk on the beach. One village we always visit is Tolpuddle. My father became the rector there when he was ordained, retired from medicine, and left London. The village church is dedicated to St. John the Evangelist. Parts of it date back to the 12th century. The square bell tower was built in the 13th century. It is surrounded by a grassy courtyard, and there are the gravestones there of parishioners who have been buried over the centuries. Last year, the church was unlocked. My mother went in first while I took pictures outside, and when she came out, I went in. It smelled just like every medieval church I have ever known. It was a little shabby. It needed dusting. The altar has been pulled out from the east wall, so the priest now celebrates the Eucharist facing the people. I was alone, and no one was watching me, so I went and stood behind the altar and faced an imaginary congregation. As I thought about all the other priests who for nearly 1,000 years have stood on one side or other of that altar, I was very conscious of the priesthood that I share with them. The priests of Tolpuddle have celebrated the sacrament of Christ's body and blood as I do. They have taught, as I do. They've performed the weddings of parishioners, as I do. They have buried their dead, as I do. They have heard their confessions. They have calmed their fears. They have comforted them. They have exhorted them to lead better lives. They have ministered to them when they were sick. They have done all the things I do because of my priesthood. And it is such an honor and such a responsibility. The passage that we read from Hebrews today contains 3 lessons about the office of the priest. They are drawn from Melchizedek and applied to Christ, the great high priest, but they are applicable to all who hold the office of priest in Christ's church. The passage begins with these words: "The priest is then taken from among men and ordained for men in things pertaining to God." From men and then ordained for men. Every priest is just an ordinary human, as flawed as everyone else, but he or she is given the awesome responsibility of dealing with the things of God on behalf of his fellow man. A.J. Gossip was a noted Scottish army chaplain during the First World War. He recounts the harrowing experience of officiating at a burial service where 100 young men were laid out next to each other in a single trench. I can't imagine having to do that. But it was what he had to do because of his call on behalf of others to deal with the things of God. Elsewhere, Gossip described his thoughts at his ordination. It was as if all the people in the church were saying to me, "We are forever involved in the dust and the heat of the day. We have to spend our time getting and spending. We have to serve at the counter, to toil at the desk, to make the wheels of industry go round. We want you to be set apart so that you can go into the secret place of God and come back every Sunday with a word from God to us." The burden of that should make every priest shudder. The second thing the passage says is that the priest has compassion on the ignorant and on those who are out of the way, because he himself also is compassed with infirmity. The translation in the New English Bible says that the priest is able to bear patiently with the ignorant and erring, since he too is beset with weakness. The priest has to be a real human being and fully sensitive to all the things that people feel. There's a story that I've told before. It's about the composer Elgar. He had been listening to a young woman sing. She was a soprano, and she sang exquisitely. Technically, she had a beautiful voice with wonderful range and clarity and purity. When asked to comment, Elgar said, "She will be great, but not until something happens that breaks her heart." It is the same, I believe, with a priest. If you are to minister to those who are brokenhearted, your own heart has to have been broken. That same A.J. Gossip's wife died suddenly when she was only in her late 40s. He had the courage to officiate and preach at her funeral. He titled his sermon, "But When Life Tumbles In, What Then?" In it, he said, "You people in the sunshine may believe the faith, but we in the shadow must believe it. We have nothing else." I hope I am a better priest for the things that have broken my heart. My father's death, learning that my children are not perfect, the setbacks that I've faced as a result of my own foolishness. The third essential qualification of a priest, according to the writer to the Hebrews, is this: no man taketh this honor unto himself, but that he is called of God. The appointment to the priesthood is by God. It's not an office that you seek. It's not a job or a career. It is a vocation and a calling. You have to be able to look back and say, "I didn't choose this work. God chose me and gave me this work to do." Will is not with us this morning. He's at Sewanee, being trained to mentor our second EFM group. I am really enjoying sharing the ministry with him. He is a good man, and I truly believe God has called him to the priesthood and to be here, just as Rick was called and I was called. The standard whereby a priest is to be judged is that he or she be of the order of Melchizedek. Only Christ, the great high priest, fully matches that standard. But as you judge us, and as you pray for us, in our shortcomings and our frailties, remember what the order of Melchizedek means. First, do we faithfully deal with the things of God on behalf of others? Second, do we fully understand our own humanity and draw upon it as a well of compassion for those we serve? And third, are we called to be here? Amen.